Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again.
The pandemic of COVID-19 had a major impact on small to medium business marketing teams. And with concerns that the world is becoming more of a volatile place, there's a growing recognition that marketers of the 2020s need to be more resilient. Here to talk about marketing resilience is Lauren Heaton, who is VP of Marketing at Edge. Lauren, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. So before we get started, tell us a bit about Edge.
Yeah, absolutely. So Edge is a B2B SaaS business where we specialize in really connecting global talent to other large organizations. So we're able to place people from all over the world into businesses, mostly in the US, North America, and Europe. So kind of a talent solutions B2B SaaS business.
That's brilliant. And we're talking because you've personally studied, I think, the impact of COVID on marketers. So tell us a bit about your study and tell us a bit about what you found.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just recently was completing my MBA through the London Business School in finance, and I am specializing in marketing, B2B marketing management as part of my specialism within that MBA.
A good thing to specialize in.
Yeah, exactly. Very relevant for me. As I was choosing a topic, you know, I really wanted it to be something I was passionate about and something I was really curious about. You have to do a lot of research and a lot of time. And as I was thinking about it, you know, during all the COVID times and even since, I've seen so much research around how the impact was on startups and how the impact was on really large enterprises. But being a small to medium-sized B2B marketer myself, I hadn't seen a ton out there for kind of our area of B2B marketers. So I was really interested to kind of dive into, you know, what was happening in B2B marketing before, during, and since the COVID pandemic.
And what a kind of, you know, if you were to kind of summarize that fairly extensive and probably time consuming piece of research in a couple of lines, what were the top level findings?
Yeah, top level findings. I really was looking in, you know, what processes marketers were using, what kind of models they were using to create their strategies, what resources our kind of marketers are going to find out about the latest trends and insights. And kind of overwhelmingly, for resources, LinkedIn was still before, during, and after COVID was the biggest resource for B2B marketers by far. They were reaching out to a lot of B2B influencers. They were reading a lot of you know, content pieces written by other marketers and so on. So LinkedIn was really the top. As far as platforms go, HubSpot and Salesforce were consistent across the whole time. However, a big change was really in account-based marketing platforms during and since COVID. So platforms like Sixth Sense, Cognizant, Zoom Info, and then overall, that leads into the kind of strategies that were happening as before COVID. They were very lead generation oriented. Our strategies were for B2B marketers, you know, how can we get those MQLs and SQLs in? During COVID, it was very much about focusing in on smaller targeted clients and prospects that they wanted to get. So much more of an account-based model, you know, budgets were either completely cut or frozen. And so you had to be able to find out how you could still drive any kind of revenue and leads with minimal. And so a lot of account-based marketing efforts. And then since it's really been a change to account-based model, account-based marketing, as well as demand generation models for B2B marketers. So really focusing on that more long form, longer focus, less about like month to month, short lead gen, but actually the bigger picture of B2B marketing with demand demand generation and focusing on that more personalized approach with account-based marketing was kind of the summary.
Really, really interesting. So the kind of real change, so it doesn't sound like there was much change in kind of the way in which mass marketing was done. The change was always kind of at the micro level, both in terms of platforms and in terms of processes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think overall there was still a lot of the same things being utilized, but when it came down to actually what's delivering, I think we're seeing a lot of that now. A lot of B2B marketing is really focusing on targeted, personalized messaging, you know, personalized content, really helping the user with where they're at in their part of the journey. And that really, COVID was a big part of focusing in on that, which I for one, I'm really happy to see that it's still staying.
I mean, it's kind of you can absolutely understand why during the pandemic it was kind of a drive to focus down on those kind of individual relationships. You know, you weren't in a position in which you were able to do your usual kind of relationship management and business development. So you have to rely more on marketing, which means you have to rely more on those kinds of account-based tools. I guess what's interesting is that, you know, the pandemic, or at least the worst of the COVID pandemic, is now over. And we're in this kind of, therefore, the recovery phase, but we're still continuing that focus on micro marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something, you know, like you were saying, we weren't able to really do the mass marketing during COVID. You know, paid search budgets were massively cut. You know, you weren't going to massive marketing events with those big budget items, conferences, all of that, of course, got cut. So it really just got really zeroed in and smalled. So, you know, we noticed that for channels, the channels that were really delivering, you know, before COVID, we were looking at, you know, events, organic search, and content downloads where it came across in the surveys as what we're delivering the most for them. During, of course, no surprise, webinars, as we all remember, the absolute flood of webinars during COVID. But then actually paid social and those account-based marketing campaigns. Mm. And then since, they've seen not a huge fluctuation, more of paid search coming back as budgets came back. We were able to kind of go back to that paid search volume. And then really account-based marketing and paid social have both remained as the top three performing channels for B2B marketers. So I think that just says a lot about that it's not just about mass. And I'm sure we've all been thinking and saying this for years, right? It's not about the mass marketing. It's about the personalized targeted marketing. And that's really what's going to make an impact. But that, you know, that comes at a need to communicate upwards, manage upwards with stakeholders that B2B marketers have had to do both during COVID and since. You know, hey, this is what we absolutely have to keep the lights on if we're going to keep anything going. And marketers really need to know their reporting and their ROI or their RAMI, as we say, return on marketing investment. They've got to know it so clearly now. And I think COVID was a big part of helping to drive marketers to own and know their data better.
What do you think that means for the skills that marketers today in business need to have?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the stuff that I talked to, I actually did some interviews as well during my research, and they were like, we just had to pivot so quickly. We just had to be able to start looking at new stuff, assess it quickly, do small, quick tests to see if it was going to deliver. If it didn't, we had to make quick changes. And I think that says a lot. You know, I think marketers, we, you know, previously we probably had more time. We had more, you know, more of a relaxed. I mean, of course, we've always been wearing 100 hats, but there just seemed to be more time to test stuff and suss things out. And actually now there's that real need of how efficient and effective can all of your marketing be, whether that be your channels, your strategies, you know, what you're trying new, platforms, et cetera. You had to be so careful with your budget to make sure whatever you were doing worked well and worked quickly. And I think that's a real skill that we're going to see come through in the future as well. When we've got AI and ChatGPT, you know, we have to be able to dive into these, understand, learn them quickly, assess whether or not we can use them in our own strategies and how and who's going to use them and all that. So I think it's just really more less about the technical skills of marketing that we have to learn now and really more that kind of agile marketing approach, I think, to everything we do.
That's a great way of kind of pivoting this, because clearly we hope and pray the worst of COVID-19 is now over, but there will be future shocks. So how can marketers become more resilient to whatever the world is going to throw at us next?
Yeah, I think in all of my research and even just talking to fellow B2B marketers in my network, I think the biggest things we've learned is know your numbers, know your data, know exactly where everything's sitting. You know, we all had to pivot to 100% digital really quickly across not just our marketing departments, but the entire businesses we worked within, which was great. We're now in much more data-driven, data-oriented businesses, which I think is great. So you've really got to know your data. You've got to make sure all your platforms are synced, and that's going to be able to tell you really quickly if something were to happen again in the future, knock on wood that it doesn't, but to know, hey, what can you turn on? What can you turn off? What can you slow down? What can you speed up? I can really quickly look now to see how all of my channels are performing and what the traffic and everything is doing. So I can make really quick decisions if need be. So I think that's a big part of it. Like I said, always keeping an eye out for the latest and greatest in processes, models, platforms, kind of always keeping your ear to the ground on what's coming. I think a lot of marketers were probably shocked at how quickly ChatGPT became a thing for us. You know, I feel like for one second it was like, oh, there's new AI tools. And then the very next second it was like marketers could be replaced. And we're like, whoa, wait, we did not expect this to impact us. And certainly not so quickly. So we all really had to jump on our research and start looking and testing it. But you know what? Because of that agile pivoting approach that I talked about, you know, we're seeing some really incredible adaptions to marketing teams. So it's not about AI replacing marketers. It's about making more effective and efficient marketers. So I was speaking to a head of marketing the other day, and she's like, you know, instead of a content writer who is spending their entire days writing blogs for me, they are now training ChatGPT to know our tone of voice, to know our keywords, to work with our SEO strategy. And so she's like, they're now working. So you almost have like almost a data content programmer instead of a content marketer. And I think it's making those kind of really efficient and quick pivots of actually how can we make this work harder for us instead of replace us, which I don't think it will. We're a pretty tough bunch, us marketers. So yeah, I think it's really just about, you know, pivoting, keeping an eye on what's coming next, and knowing your data.
Is there a danger though that that approach makes us too tactical? So, you know, when I was still a young marketer, which was many moons ago now, but you know, when I was a young marketer, we were kind of always told, you know, to try and start first with the strategy and always look to the long game. And is there a danger that the agility that you're recommending now actually means we take our eye off the kind of the long gig objective that we're all trying to deliver to?
No, not at all. I mean, I definitely, when I'm looking at all of these new platforms and offerings that marketers have today, I'm really looking at how I can utilize them day by day, month by month to get to my long-term goals. Right. So if you have your long-term SEO goals, you have your long-term, numbers goals that you're trying to get to, it's really just about using that agile approach to make the quick changes if something's not working, or you tried something, it needs a quick adaption. How could we use the things around us to do that? So I think it's just about being agile in getting to the long term. So instead of, for instance, saying, you know, the old days where we're going to turn on this paid search campaign for 6 months and let's see how it goes, mm-hmm. you know, and we'll review it at the end of that. So instead of that, you know, you're looking at every 2 weeks, you're looking your campaign. So I really use that more of just like a, you know, growth hacking, almost marketing term that we've talked about and that's very relevant in our industry, which is what are the quick wins? How can you use the people around you, even outside of marketing, to use new tools, new processes, new ways of trying to address challenges to get to those long-term goals? Because I certainly have my long-term 3 to 5 year marketing goals. I'm just utilizing what's in front of me right now as a marketer to help me get there.
Great chat. So let's make this practical then, Lauren. So what one thing can marketers do right now, one practical thing, in order to become more resilient?
I think the number one thing, if I could go back to the beginning of COVID and say, man, if you'd focused on that right off the bat, it would have been easier. And now it's part of my absolute day-to-day, is going to sound like a broken record, but connecting all your data points, making sure all your platforms are synced up, all your data is coming through, it's correct, it's accurate, it's getting updated, and you have one clear point of view that you can look at to see where all of your marketing is happening at, because that is really where all your decisions can come from once you can see it all in one place. And it took us months to connect platforms that were over here, and we didn't know they weren't talking to Salesforce, and then HubSpot had to have an API and all of that. And so actually, if all of those different data points and channels and platforms and all the things we were using were connected up, we would have been able to make, you know, much quicker pivots and adaptations a lot sooner. So I would just say, get all your data cleaned up and in one place. And from there, you can make a lot of really, really great decisions once you know it.
Great advice. If people want to find out more about Edge, what should they do?
Yeah, you can visit either the website, of course, edge.com, or you can visit our LinkedIn page as well, which I can add for you for some links when we put this on for the show notes.
Brilliant. Lauren Heaton, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Dave. Great seeing you.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Lauren Heaton. Thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from, just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.